From KCBW Appleton News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. News time is 7:30. It's the Democrats' turn to celebrate this week as they hold their national convention in Charlotte, North Carolina. And for Utah Democrats, it means increased exposure for their LDS Democrats caucus, which is hoping to draw in members of Utah's dominant faith away from the Republican Party. Joining me now live on the phone from Charlotte is Jim DeBacchus, chairman of the Utah Democratic Party. Jim, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jeff. Good morning, Utah.
Jim, tell me about this event that LDS Democrats had yesterday there in Charlotte with Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader.
Jeff, it was a tremendous event. What we had thought would be a few dozen turned out into a few hundred people as LDS people came from all over the Eastern Seaboard. Fox, CNN, CBS, NBC, NBC.com, The New York Times, The Wall Street Journal, Newsweek, Time, The Daily Beast, BuzzFeed.
I think we get the picture, Jim.
The entire media was there, and the message was simple, and that is that the LDS Church is not a partisan church. It is not a one-party church. It is a church that embraces bipartisanship. And Senator Reid did a moving, very, very personal message about saying basically that he is a Democrat because he is a Mormon and not vice versa. It brought tears to a lot of people's eyes, and I think the national media and soon hopefully the local media will begin to understand that this one-party rule in Utah needs to end. The way to lead that change is through LDS people.
Jim, tell me about some of the other items on the agenda for Utah's delegation there specifically. What do you have in store the next couple days?
Well, we, of course, are pretty much following the mob rule. We had three fabulous mayors come to speak to us at breakfast, the mayor of Minneapolis, the mayor of Phoenix, mm-hmm. and the mayor of Denver. Mayor Becker introduced them. They gave a great message. KJ, the astonishing basketball player who used to beat us all the time and is the mayor of Sacramento, spoke yesterday. He got us really fired up. And then we went into the hall and listened to Mayor Castro of San Antonio last night and heard Michelle Obama give a speech that I suspect will live as long as there is an America. It was a beautiful speech. It touched everyone in that hall's heart, and I suspect everybody across America.
Jim, I understand that Utah's own Congressman Jason Chaffetz is one of the Republicans there in Charlotte getting out the anti-Obama message at this center that Republicans have kind of set up outside the convention hall. What do you think about that?
Well, I like Jason. You kind of can't not like Jason. I met Governor Dukakis and his wife Kitty yesterday. And there's a familial tie between the Dukakis family and the Chaffetz family.
Right.
And they said he was a longtime Democrat, and they're not convinced that deep down he's still not not have those values. But, you know, he's got to say and do what he's got to do. She didn't say that. I'm saying that. But, you know, having Jason in town is fine. It's always all the air is sucked out of a room when Jason is there, and that's fine. He's doing his job. But it's always just fun to have Jason around.
Jim, what do you think about the National Democratic Party's new platform, which does now include an endorsement of same-sex marriage and the effect that could have here in Utah, where some people are still uncomfortable with that idea?
You know, this whole platform thing, Utah this year at our Democratic Party, guess what? We forgot to do a platform. We forgot to have a platform committee. We forgot to have platform meetings.
Are you saying
we
it's not important?
We never did have a platform, and no one noticed. Platforms don't matter. Look at the preposterous position it's put the Republicans in. They are so far to the right of the LDS Church position on abortion, where there is not a family getting together with a religious leader and with the people involved to decide in cases of rape, in cases of horrible cases of incest, or when the life of the mother is at stake. There is no exception in that Republican platform. I'm not holding the Republicans to that. Platforms are goofy. People read them once. They're important to the people in the room, and they mean nothing. So all of this platform stuff, as far as I'm concerned, just isn't an issue.
We've been speaking with Jim DeBakis. He's chair of the Utah Democratic Party. He's there with Utah's delegation at the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte, North Carolina. President Obama will speak Thursday at night. And Jim, thank you very much for your time, and have fun there in Charlotte.
Always a pleasure, Jeff. Wish you were here.
All right. Thanks, Jim.